You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everyone. This morning, John and I are wondering, and yes, I'm speaking for him, we're wondering about how much that food your table...
That's okay. Go right ahead.
How much that food on your table is costing, right? We've been talking about food this morning. We're also following the latest from the Democratic Convention and Hillary Clinton's speech last night. And so is Sonia from Glens Bay, New York.
I thought the Hillary Clinton speech was phenomenal. I'm a Hillary supporter. I never would have voted for Obama without hearing what she had to say. And now I'm supporting Obama. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that. And what did you think of the speech? Call in with your take, and you can call us on a toll-free number, 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Well, certainly ever since the 2000 election, political junkies have been obsessed with maps, particularly the blue state, red state map, with also the swing states, and there are even blue county, red county maps. But there are many different ways of dividing up the United States. And one project of the Christian Science Monitor called Patchwork Nation is something we've been checking in with. And joining us is the head of the project, Dante Cheney. He's in Denver for the DNC. Dante, thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Now, explain how the Patchwork Nation map works and how it might be different from the red state, blue state map.
Well, you know, the red state, blue state map, or even red county, blue county map, those are maps that look at how the presidential vote went, essentially, to tell you what kind of place that is. And we just thought that's not adequate. So what we did is, you know, we've mapped the nation county by county, but what we've done is we've cross-referenced reams of census and consumer data to identify 11 different kinds of place, 11 different kinds of county in America.
And so we're not talking about geographic proximity. We're talking about economic and, other kinds of similarities, and you put them all together. And today we're going to talk about something called the industrial metropolis. What does that subdivision look like?
Well, there's only 24 counties in the United States that we call industrial metropolis, but they hold 38 million people. They basically hold the nation's biggest cities. They're the most diverse places. You know, they're basically the nation's kind of big urban mixing pots.
And in the industrial metropolis community, which includes New York, San Francisco,
mm-hmm.
even Denver,
That's right.
What political proclivities, I suspect probably a favoring of the Democratic Party in these places, but what did you find?
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, by far, these are the places that are the strongest Democratic strongholds around the country. Of the 11 groups, this is the Democratic vote here goes the vote here goes heavily, heavily Democratic. Absolutely, yeah.
What's in play here, if there is anything that might be going Republican in a surprising way, and how do the industrial metropolis votes maybe trump other districts in states that would have electoral significance, because the Electoral College, of course, is the only real calculation here in the end.
Well, yeah, but the way these things work, though, is, you know, a state ultimately tips one way or the other by, you know, you've got to win a state. And so you'd say that these industrial metropolis places do go Democratic, but the question is by what margins? And these are big, diverse places, so they're not, you know, they have, and there's a lot of Democrats there, but there are Barack Obama supporters, say, and there are Hillary Clinton supporters. There's a lot of issues at play. And if the margins aren't big enough for Obama in some of these places, especially in states like, with Philadelphia and Pennsylvania and Cleveland and Ohio and Denver out in Colorado, they could tip the state the other way.
Well, then, is in industrial metropolis America, is it the economy stupid?
I'll tell you, every place we've been, it's the economy stupid. There's no question. But beyond that, the big issues in these cities, are crime. Crime's a big issue. I mean, Philly had a big crime problem earlier this year. Even Denver earlier this summer had some problems with gun violence. And then the other thing you see here is this is really where the income disparities of America come into sharp focus. These are the places of rich. There are more people making over $100,000 a year here than any other community we look at. And also very high poverty rates as well. These are the big cities. They're a little bit like, the country's third world nations. They've got a lot of poor and a lot of rich.
Well, before we go, remind people how they can go to our election website at thetakeaway.org and see exactly the kinds of Patchwork Nation maps that you've created. Take us through it.
Well, right now we're at your site on the billion-dollar president, I believe, and you're giving us some nice coverage there, looking at what's going on our site.
But we can go to Patchwork Nation, and what is it that we can see, and how can we sort of explore ourselves the kinds of interesting things that you're discovering?
Oh, well, if you go to Patchwork Nation, also, we have all the community types listed there. And you can look at each type of community, see how they're mapped. There's a big map on the front of the site that kind of shows the best match for every county in America. But if you look at each individual community type page, you kind of see the more nuanced pictures. You can look at the demographic profiles of these places and kind of those. There are maps in those pages that kind of show different shades, you know.
So I can find my own county and then see what other counties are absolutely similar to mine in the categories that you've created.
Absolutely. You can put in your zip code, and it'll tell you what kind of county type you live in. And actually, you can take a survey, and it'll tell you how well you match that county in terms of your demographic profile and some of your beliefs.
Well, it's called Patchwork Nation, and you can read more of Dante's insights about the unique issues in the Patchwork Nation communities, of course, on our election website, thetakeaway.org. Dante Cini, thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
From the Christian Science Monitor's Patchwork Nation.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.